Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
A key report on mayoral control of New York City public schools finds parents and teachers feel shut out. It's Wednesday, April 10th, and this is your New York Daily News. Wednesday's forecast calls for scattered showers in New York City with a high near 60 and a low near 51. Before today's top story, the Adams administration announced plans Tuesday to redevelop the New York Public Library's Grand Concourse branch in the Bronx to add affordable housing on top, kicking off what will likely be a years-long process. The move is part of a larger push by the city to build affordable apartments on publicly owned land amid the ongoing housing shortage. It follows similar library redevelopment projects in Brooklyn's Sunset Park and Manhattan's Inwood. Tuesday's announcement begins a lengthy community engagement process to iron out what the new library housing combo will look like. The library will remain open until the start of construction. An administration spokesman told the Daily News the city plans to release a request for proposals for development plans later this year, but that based on the size of the Grand Concourse lot, they expect the new building to have no more than 100 apartments. And actor LeVar Burton decried the Adams administration's budget cuts to the city's public library systems Tuesday and urged New Yorkers to sign a petition calling for the spending reductions to be reversed. In a letter shared with the Daily News, Burton warned the consequences would be dire if the city adopts the mayor's preliminary 2025 fiscal year budget plan, which contains a combined $58.3 million cut to the three library systems. Those proposed cuts could have devastating impacts for New Yorkers who have already lost access to seven-day service due to a previous round of budget cuts, Burton wrote in the letter emailed to members of New York Public Library. Burton's missive was capped off with a link to a petition calling for a reversal of the library cuts. Adams' office didn't immediately return a request for comment on Burton's letter. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
New York City parents and teachers feel shut out of key decisions about children's education under the current system of mayoral control, according to a pivotal State Education Department report released Tuesday. The 281-page study watched closely amid a debate in Albany over extending Mayor Adams' control of the public schools has the potential to drive changes to school governance in the nation's largest school system. Recommendations from the public include to establish a commission to consider reforms that increase representation and input. The report drew immediate condemnation from Mayor Adams, who, not having seen the analysis, intimated that it could be politically motivated. The study considered public testimony at five hearings in each borough and written comment alongside the city's history of mayoral control and comparisons to similar school systems. It found that while mayoral control of the public schools can boost efficiency and resources, the public expressed concerns about a lack of checks and balances and transparency with its current iteration. The law has been amended 8 times since mayoral control was implemented 2 decades ago to address similar concerns. While the majority of public feedback called for varying degrees of reform, ranging from revisions to phasing out mayoral control, some said the existing system is effective, the report found. Few people called for a return to the structure of local school boards, which faced criticism over poor school performance and corruption. Centralized decision-making can also result in a problematic one-size-fits-all approach, parents and teachers said, and a lack of continuity in education policies and programs when a new mayor is elected. While mayoral control was popular in large cities in the mid-1990s, researchers found some districts have already voted to reverse course, including in Detroit, Chicago, and Boston. Compared with similar school systems reviewed in the report, the city's approach imbues its mayor with the most power, closely followed by Yonkers. Other cities, including Philadelphia, Boston, and D.C., require council or nominating committee input on key education appointments. Governor Hochul, a Democrat, has called for a 4-year extension, but last month, the state Senate and Assembly indicated little appetite for renewing mayoral control as part of the now late budget. The city's teachers union and some parent advocates are pushing for checks on the mayor's power to dictate school programs and procedures. Currently, the city's panel for educational policy is mostly appointed by Adams and pushes through the administration's directives on contracts, school mergers, and closures. Under the United Federation of Teachers plan, the chancellor would have to convince the majority of the PEP to vote in his favor. On the other side, a pro-charter school group, Student First NY, announced a 7-figure ad campaign last week to push for a 4-year extension. Backed by local power players, including the Partnership for New York City, Association for a Better New York, Reb NY, and Robinhood. The chancellor of the New York City Department of Education, David Banks, who traveled to Albany last week to tout the success of mayoral control, briefed reporters after that several lawmakers were waiting on the report to decide on an extension. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.